and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through September 27th. USDA First Cut Pork Chops, $1.37 a pound. The 5-pound bag, USDA Chicken Wings, $8.69. Get USDA Chuck Roast, $4.79 a pound. The 15-ounce can of Food Club vegetables, only 79 cents each. A 4-pound bag russet potatoes, $2.97. The 16-ounce package of all meat brine wieners, $1.65. And the 18-ounce size honey or original sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce, $1.25 each. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
While the president says the pandemic is and is not over, Mark Zuckerberg's home run record was broken by Vladimir Putin on chicken NyQuil. A human composting expert explains.
Increased interest rates should keep confidential material out of golf courses.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. An Indiana judge blocking the state's abortion ban from being enforced, putting a new law on hold as abortion clinic operators argued it violates the state constitution. Owen County Judge Kelsey Hanlon issued a preliminary injunction against the ban that took effect 1 week ago. The ban, approved by the state's Republican-dominated legislature on August 5th and signed by GOP Governor Eric Holcomb. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose slightly last week. Applications for the week ending September 17th rose by 5,000 to 213,000. That's according to the Labor Department. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 107 points. The NASDAQ lost 153. The S&P 500 dropped 32. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Temperature's great at 68. It's fall. Shortening days, longer nights. A pumpkin patch going on a hayride. Colors are changing, football games. It's fall. There's a couple months to go before winter ice and snow. I can go outside and I still don't need a coat.
Not until 8 o'clock.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, I have good news.
What is it?
That's fresh information of a positive nature, Rich, but that's not important. No, it is really good news. Starting Monday, we have a new contest going on with Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It is the ultimate Iron Bowl tailgate experience, and here's how it works. Monday through Friday, we will give you a winning word, something connected to Baumhauer's in some way, fashion, or another. Could be Bear Bryant. I don't know. I'm whimsical that way.
Whimsical.
We'll give it three times in the morning, and then at some whimsical point in the afternoon, I will ask you for that term.
It's a lot of whimsicals.
Seventh caller, 272-9228, and you will automatically get one of 35 entries for the ultimate Iron Bowl tailgate experience. At the end of each week, on Friday, the five people who qualify are eligible to win a lunch for six to Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Wow.
So, at the very least, you'll qualify for the Iron Bowl experience in Tuscaloosa. You'll be Bob's personal guest. And you may win the lunch bunch for six, but what you'll ultimately win is my respect. And yeah, that means everything, right?
No.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can come up with then for you. So that starts Monday.
Monday.
You'll be at Bob's exclusive pregame party.
Ooh.
At Crimson Tide Sports Marketing's Crimson Village, and that's at the front of Bryant-Denny Stadium. You will be a VIP at the freaking Iron Bowl. Not for the University of Louisiana Monroe game, but for Alabama-Auburn.
It's going to be a good one.
Which is suddenly looking like not much of a matchup this year, but there's time for things to turn around. Mm-hmm. So aren't you excited about that?
No.
You really are. I'm trying hard to be positive. Look at the news. The news sucks. It just does. And the story of all the stories that bother me with all the saber rattling and Putin using the word nukes in a sentence and everything else going on, the story that really bothers me the most is the one about the man in North Dakota that felt totally justified in running down and killing an 18-year-old kid that he decided was a Republican extremist. And you know who deserves the blame for that? That brain-dead SOB in the White House. That's who deserves the blame. Those MAGA people. Remember his Nazi red and black speech a couple of weeks ago? Those MAGA people. Yeah, making America great again. That's a terrible idea. Let's keep running up inflation and the cost of everything. Let's keep doing that. The great uniter. Bunch of shaving cream. Hey, that's something we could check out. Seriously, there is a Christmas edition of shaving cream. And I think we should check it out because there's less than 100 days till Christmas. So let me use my fancy AOL search engine and we'll give this a listen. As discovered by one Rusty Aldridge.
I've heard of him.
It's in PM3 format. I know, I'm kidding.
It's
Sounds festive.
The chimney was long, dark, and scary, and my Santa suit just barely fit. Well, I thought I'd land safely on ashes, but I landed in 3 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Sounds like Girl Ives.
Last night, I built 9 Christmas reindeer from a do-it-yourself model kit. But boy, was I shocked in the morning when behind them were 9 piles of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Looking keen, that's me.
Our new Christmas tree looks amazing. Every branch is all tinseled and lit. But below where I hid all the presents, my kid left a big bag of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
It's almost over.
Uh-huh.
Now my holiday song has concluded. It's my hope you've enjoyed it a bit. But if you are appalled and offended, stick your head in a bucket of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look clean.
Oh! All right, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking for new things we can add to the show. You should always feel free to send stuff for preview. That's where we found... I want to thank... Was it Mark Cumby that sent us the Homer Simpson?
Yeah. And Terry did, too.
Terry's amazing. By the way, I have a friend opening on Facebook, and I know there's some people out there that have asked, would you add me as soon as you have an opening? And I have one. I guess a couple of people got ticked off.
Audition them, Greg.
Or they got thrown off Facebook or something. So if you've submitted a friend request, I don't care if it was eons ago, call us at 272-9228 so I can look up your request and add you. Basically, years ago, I decided that Facebook, for whatever purpose I'm allowed to serve. I'll give you a quick example about how fascist Facebook has gotten, because it's really ridiculous. There's an article, I posted it early this morning. It's about the North Dakota a-hole who ran down a Republican team, says he doesn't want his own he doesn't want his own life and job jeopardized by what he did. So I said, too effing bad, life with no parole, dickhead, and that's exactly what I meant. I've had two reactions to that. Now that means that Facebook is either muting this story.
Shadow banning it, yes.
Yeah. And they're just not interested. On the other hand, I posted a meme about a law firm that's devoted to seeking compensation for people that dated radio personalities and had a bad experience.
Oh, man.
Okay.
If you've been married to or emotionally involved with a radio personality, you may be entitled to compensation. Good luck.
You know, this story in North Dakota...
Yes?
...just verifies what I've been saying, how... powerful the media, controlled media is.
Yes.
It's the most powerful weapon they have, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I wonder, you're absolutely right about that.
I know.
I wonder if...
I know I am.
Somebody did come after me because they dated me or married me and wanted compensation. You think Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson would defend me?
Absolutely. Yes.
They know me. They know my character. I mean, this, of course...
They still represent you, Greg.
This has had 200 hits, yeah. In all seriousness, for people who are dealing with some type of... Oh, there. What's the son? Man free after killing Republican team in his car. Yeah, nice. Fox is at least paying attention to it. If a family crisis, and so often they just happen out of the blue, unexpectedly... happened to me, I don't know, during a radio show. A guy walked into the studio, had a badge, dropped a pile of papers in my lap and said, you've been served. I didn't even know where to start, but it was very upsetting. And I didn't even know who to call. and I did not pick a very good person to represent me in that situation. And I paid a price for that. I paid a real big price, including self-inflicted wounds, because I just could not get a grip on my frustration and anger.
It's a lot for one person to handle.
And my life and my career and the business I loved and worked in was changing every single day. I needed an advocate. I did not have one. I had a guy that had a law degree, and that was about it. That's all I can say for him. So when you are confronted with similar circumstances, you need somebody who's going to get in there and fight on your behalf, period. Who will get in there and first acquaint you with your legal position, and then go in and do everything possible to make sure that you are well represented and defended, and that your interests, your long-term interests, are being looked out for. And they'll always tell you the truth. That is so critical. Duncan Tomlinson, representing men and women now, and also handling all matters of family law, can be reached at 819-4810. But I recommend a visit to their new online location, which is the alabamafamilylawyers.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, back to the traffic dungeon at 416.
We're beginning to look a little better this afternoon. We've only got one accident left on the books. The accident on 85 northbound on the ramps to Taylor has cleared, as well as our accident on I-65 northbound just past that first Millbrook off-ramp headed to Prattville. It's still a little congested on 65, but it is clearing up. We are still showing an active accident, though, on the East Boulevard right near the bridges over Ware's Ferry. Traffic was backed up earlier almost to Atlanta Highway. We're still seeing a slowdown there, but we're hoping that accident is out of the way. Use caution. Light to moderate everywhere else right now. Whether your credit's perfect or just plain bad, approval on an equity loan on your home or land is a phone call away, but you've got to call. Call the A-Team, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Talking about Adams drugs, why do you like using them so much?
Well, honey, they make sure we get our medicine that keeps us healthy.
Like my free vitamins?
Yes, like those free vitamins they give you each month. They also delivered some medicine to us the other day when your dad was sick. Remember when he had that fever and he couldn't get out of bed? They brought his prescription medicine to us and even suggested some vitamins for him to take. Vitamins like yours.
I like Adams drugs too because we're never there too long.
That's right. We are in and out in minutes, so I can get you back home to play.
Can we go to the park today? Some of my friends will be there.
We sure can. I have to get some sinus medicine for you at Adams before we go. We won't even get out of the car. I'll call them from the parking lot and they will bring it out to us.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. We've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well. Adams, your locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is shifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With each new day, it's harder to be enthused about your oatmeal and cup of tea.
But here is a show that makes you want to wake up and open your eyes.
Lucky there's this guy who wakes up before you do. Every day's another
big surprise.
Here's your morning guy.
Yeah, the first big surprise every day is when I wake up and I'm not dead. Well, there were people that thought. That's a long time ago. So I took a little look at some of the comments under the meme. You know, if you dated or were emotionally involved with a radio personality, you're entitled to compensation. I'm a little bit shocked at some of the names I'm seeing coming on there, Cheryl. I would like to know more about that. It wasn't me. Jim says there used to be bumper stickers in Miami that said, if you've been romantically involved with Greg Budell, honk. It was very noisy there in the 80s. Oh, and Jacqueline, well, you know, I brought that up. I brought up Duncan Tomlinson, not even realizing that Jacqueline's already checked in on that thread saying, call me, I can help. See what I mean? That is advocacy.
Yeah.
So I am no longer worried. Somebody named Tanya Shepherd says, oh, Mr. Greg, you are screwed, honey, LOL. But it's, I don't know her. I've never seen that woman in my life. I don't think. She could be just making that statement based on, oh, somebody named Rosalind Ritterbuttle says, yay, money.
Gotta love it.
And then somebody named Nancy, who was a blast from the distant past.
Nancy.
She at first said, well, you owe me. But she said, wait, you gave me your waxy 106 bracelet. That was payment enough.
Wow.
I hadn't even thought about that. I want that back. What?
Good luck.
I mean, it's just...
good luck. She's right.
Good luck.
So what you're both telling me is that I...
You're not going to get your bracelet back, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Well, I did get a follow-up from Cheryl. Okay. Just some interesting insights in the business. Because we are exciting people, those of us who work in radio, as you can tell from listening to me.
Yeah.
Is that our Cheryl?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Cheryl's a goddess.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if somebody was mean to her, I would personally punch them. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Trying to... If it sounds like I'm trying to ignore the news today, it's because I am trying to ignore the news.
I think we should all ignore the news today. It's all propaganda and disinformation anyway.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see, New York AG lawsuit against Trump should be dismissed. Of course. That's exactly what should happen. But paste. Okay. Oh, yeah. I know what commercial you're... There is a commercial for a woman's product on TV that... And there's a couple of things. The other day, I don't know what I had on. It might have been Comedy Central. I was watching it. I had an Office rerun on. And I'm usually busy doing something else. It's just ambient noise for the background. Because when our house does not have noise in it, it sounds like leaked memory on a slow day.
Hmm.
I don't like that. That's too quiet. Our neighborhood's quiet. So, I heard something that caused me to look up at the screen, and there is somebody doing very personal grooming on screen. Now, I'm no prude.
Well, when you say very personal grooming, well, exactly what are we talking about here? We're talking about down in that
down
area.
There, yes.
Shaving.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's another one for a feminine hygiene product that really just goes way, it's just gross. Now, I understand these products are necessary and...
Sure, they have a role.
It's great they now have invented a razor for that type of grooming that won't cut anything off. But do I need to watch that?
No.
No.
No interest in that.
And nobody needs to show anybody else how they do it either. It's nobody's business.
No, there are zero boundaries on
ain't that the truth?
I'm just telling you what I observe. I got to come up with a magazine column idea, too.
Maybe you just did. Maybe you just did.
Yeah.
Things that, you know.
What other things are you seeing on TV that you would object to that I could write about?
Oh, good grief. Everything, pretty much.
I mean, I got to tell you, as much as I love watching Office reruns, when you have to watch them after they've been recorded because you have to be able to fast forward through the Trevor Noah promos.
It's horrible.
That man is, I don't know what they're paying him. I know his ratings suck. He thinks he's funny. Somebody's been blowing smoke up his ass. He is a complete waste. And don't you know Donald Trump know how to read? Go F yourself, you idiot. Really, seriously. Can't stand him. He's another one with Trump derangement syndrome. That's what Bill Barr did. That's the clip I got to find. Bill Barr was talking about Letitia James, the New York AG who has filed this ridiculous suit over undervalued properties or whatever. It's just another harassment, just another persecution.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he's not really known for being a staunch stand-up guy for Donald Trump, but he said, this is Trump derangement syndrome, this lawsuit. It's ridiculous. They just will not stop until they either kill him or...
They're going to indict him. It's coming.
Yeah, that's your October surprise.
Could be. Could be.
Or maybe that's what's coming September 24th on The Simpsons. Who knows? Hey, can we go car shopping?
Yeah, I'd love it.
All right, we go to Jack Ingram on Thursdays.
And yes, sir.
We go to the Porsche store.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can dream.
Yeah.
Now they have, let's see, 17. That number's down. They've sold some product.
That's what they do.
They have 17 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the showroom here in Montgomery.
Well, I'm immediately drawn to the Caymans and the 911s.
Yeah, the Cayman, look at that. That's a 2019.
Well, when that car came out, basically it was a Boxster that they made hard top. And, of course, the hard top's got more rigidity, so it's a better track car. And the fact that the car's mid-engine makes it perfect weight distribution. That's the perfect track car. The problem is Porsche never wanted it to compete against the 911. They never gave it the power. Well, that's all changed. Now they make a Cayman with the 911 engine. Oh, man. incredible cars. They're just the best handling cars out there.
That's a beautiful machine. And
it is. Very aerodynamic.
It's silver. And on top of being like an awesome machine, a head-turning car going down the street, it's still got 11,000 original full warranty miles.
And plus it gets really good gas mileage if you're looking for that.
Yes, in the city and highway. A fun car that gets good gas mileage, it is possible.
Yep.
Okay, so let's continue down the list here. They've got
I'm going to see if they still have that 2016 911 Carrera.
All right, we should be able to find that out fairly quickly. There it is. 2016 Porsche 911.
And that's the four-wheel drive version, too.
This vehicle, this is a...
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. It looks like it just came off the assembly line. 6 years old. But only 15,000 miles. So this car has been garaged and pampered.
Yep.
20,000.
Well, you may be able to find one cheaper from an individual, but let me tell you something. When you buy a Porsche, you've got to have every single record, everything that's ever been done to that car. You have to. When you buy from Ingram, you know they've already done that. They got all the records in the computer. You can have ease of mind and know that the car's not going to grenade on you if you get 10 miles down the road. That's worth a lot of money.
You know, it's always smart to read the small print, but if you look at the small print underneath this vehicle, this Porsche 911, the 2016, it's all good. I mean, it gives you great detail on what this car has to go through before it even shows up on the showroom floor. So if you've always dreamed Porsche, dream it with our friends at Jack Ingram. Because if you can't love driving one of those,
well, you got issues.
We will send you to a school or someplace that can help. We have fall facts coming up. Traffic first, Rich's forecast, and there may be an update on this tropical situation, likely not to be anywhere near us until next weekend. It's what the models are doing with it that makes it really intriguing.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Pretty good around the city right now, with the exception of a couple of busy spots. Atlanta Highway from Federal Drive out to East Boulevard and on to Taylor. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way past I-85 over to Vaughan. Northeast Boulevard and 231 to Wetumpka are also a bit busy this afternoon. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic flow, and we're looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka. Get ready for fall football at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Autumn is simply another name for fall.
Here are five facts about fall that will make you sound smart. Number one.
Fall is caused by the Earth's tilt, not the distance from the sun.
Number two.
Weight gain in the fall may not be from all the food, but from lack of vitamin D.
Number three.
Fall colors are caused by the amount of sugar in the leaves.
Number four.
Birds spend most of the fall migrating.
And number five.
Children born in the fall are statistically better students and live longer.
Welcome to fall, Smarty Pants.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. City of Selma workers are on strike. About 65 of the city's cemetery, recreation, and public works departments are demanding better pay. City leaders have to pass a budget for the new fiscal year. For retired Alabamians, those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has become a big problem of life. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. Governor Ivey touted the bonuses and raises given to state employees while highlighting the growing inflation and economic issues on the national level. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. The Alabama Department of Corrections says the second of two suspects from a community-based facility in Alex City has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured yesterday by Alex City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. I'm Daryl Hood Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, listen.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, what is that?
It's the Chappie's Deli Grill. Mike, it tells everyone two things. Number one, we cook on real grills at Chappie's Deli. No better flavor.
It's time for the annual CAFCO Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the warehouse sale, stop by CAFCO Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. CAFCO Outlet and the annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Thank you, old buttery one. It's 4:36.
What a voice.
You were just scanning the sky. Did you see anything out there?
It's just, I just love to take a look at the 3D clouds. The clouds just, they've looked bizarre to me for a long time. And I know throughout history people have always seen shapes and stuff. But, man, this the clouds these days just have strange 3D shapes in them that are very odd to me.
I kid you not. My friend Mary Ann, it's hard to believe it's been a month, when Hershey passed away.
Has it been a month?
Just about.
Wow.
Saturday will be a month.
Yeah, sorry.
She saw clouds in the sky, took a picture, sent it to me, and said, who does this remind you of? I kid you not, man. It just...
wouldn't surprise me at all.
Blew me away.
It's God letting you know it's all right, man.
We had lunch at Sinclair's today.
Oh, I like Sinclair's.
And as I was walking to the table to meet everybody, these two really, really nice women said, we listened to the show and just want to tell you how sad we are about Hershey. That touched my soul.
It should. That's awesome, man. People care. Out there who care.
So I said, you know what? You made my day. Lunch is on me.
Nice.
I try. I really do. Before we get to the forecast with Rich, for men, there is finally a place. In fact, I will not obviously mention any names, but I yesterday bumped into somebody who thanked me for telling them about Montgomery Men's Health. You know, you see a slew of ads on TV that are promising men this. In fact, I heard a ridiculous one with a former wrestler on satellite radio that was comparing, you know, what to the Washington Monument. Stop. It's a medical issue, and it should be treated by a doctor. And what you need to know, if stress and other situations have put you on the sideline, killed your libido, whatever the situation is, that can be fixed. But it should be fixed medically and not with a theory in a capsule or because some old wrestler said, wow, look at me. I mean, it's laughable. At Montgomery Men's Health, the first thing they do, for $99, they will get your testosterone number and your PSA number. And from there, that becomes the building block on which solutions are found. And there are things that you don't know about that are incredible and work, but they're not advertised on TV. So you can roll the dice on something like that. I would rather talk to Dr. Ken and the team at Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663, or visit them online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is shifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We owe $16 trillion.
We owe $16 trillion.
Big mortgage on my house. Big mortgage on my house. Yeah, we owe $16 trillion.
I graduated with honors.
And I've got thousands in student loans. I should have been an HVAC guy or a bartender. And we owe $16 trillion.
Maybe a new dryer and washer.
Maxed out my credit card with a 20% interest rate. Cause we owe $16 trillion.
I'm always broke. We owe $16 trillion.
Personal debt is off the chart.
We owe $16 trillion.
I still owe 20 grand on my car.
We owe $16 trillion.
Just trying to pay our bills, put food on the table, and maybe take a vacation once a year.
We owe $16 trillion.
All the customers and shoppers, we're in debt.
Yep. We're going to talk to Brant McDonald. Weird day in the market. It was up, it was down, it was up. Just before I came to the radio station, finished down 100 points. Something towards the end of the day may have... God, I have to shut off the TVs in this room because they're making... They're infuriating.
Yeah, watch Andy Griffith get more out of it.
Yeah, this is true. Unless the Opie the Bird Murderer episode comes on, that makes me sad.
You don't like that one? I love that one. The bird, you know,
it makes me sad.
It is sad.
The little dead bird.
Great
ending. Makes me sad. So Sam looked up the police report on that jackass that killed, that murdered. That's the police report. Ethnicity, non-Hispanic. What is that? What is that? How is that relevant?
I don't know.
Criminal vehicular homicide felony involving a motor vehicle. And in the great state of North Dakota, that is worth a $50,000 bail to get you out. 10% of that is $5,000.
Nothing.
Unbelievable. Somebody is calling us for reasons we don't know.
Wow, what are the chances?
Here's Kevin.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, how are you?
It's our Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
I'm good. Hey, you know what? If that Opie and the bird thing doesn't bring a tear to your eye at the end, what he says, well, Daddy, Pa, the bird cage is empty. Yeah, but aren't the trees full?
I know. Isn't that great? That's a great line.
Yes, it is.
I won't mention.
I got a little message on my phone a couple hours ago that said, KIV wants Alabama to get behind electric vehicles.
Oh, great.
No. Really?
One
of those little pop-up things that come on when I turn my phone on.
Yeah, I get them too.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because there's so many charging stations around and everything else. That's a perfect vehicle here. Oh, my God.
No. Well, I got my prognostication of what's going to happen on September the 24th.
What's going to happen, Kevin?
What do you think?
Auburn's going to beat Missouri.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, we have the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon tomorrow morning, and you'll have a chance to participate and maybe win the works. Or, I think we're going to do 200 Duncan dollars, which you can use for anything.
That'll be great for me, man. I could use it.
All right. Well, good luck. Hey. Give it lots of thought, Kevin.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Good.
Bye.
See
you,
buddy. Yeah, that's tomorrow morning. Don and Mitch. I wonder if Mitch, he runs the Dunkin' location on Mount Dunkin' in Millbrook, mm-hmm. behind the McDonald's. In fact, at this time of day, it really looks amazing because the sun's setting.
But that is nice.
He's supposed to be a dad any day now.
Wow.
I don't know if the blessed event has arrived yet or not. That's going to make Don a grandfather.
Yeah?
Well, he may already be.
Wow.
Time flies. Time absolutely flies. But that's tomorrow morning here on News Talk 93.1 FM, the Duncan & Son Predict-a-Thon. And don't forget to look up all the other things they've got going at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Okay, let's talk to Stan. I love that name. It's so Chicago.
Greg, I need to give a shout-out.
Sure.
To you.
Me?
Yeah, me. Yeah, you were having lunch earlier today, and a young lady came up to you and introduced herself and gave her condolences to you about Hershey.
Yes.
And you ended up buying her lunch. She was tickled pink.
I just told her, I said, you made my day. A, you,
exactly.
You listen to my work and support that, and such a sweet comment about Hershey. I had to do it.
You're a stand-up guy.
Well, and they were really, I mean, that's, I try, man. I am not the ogre some people paint me out to be, like Rosie is always.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd give somebody famous a little shout-out. That's all I got.
Well, Stan, thank you so much.
Stan. Thank you.
You know, we don't, bye-bye. We don't see the name Stan enough. Stan, when I said that's so Chicago, I knew, God knows how many Stanleys up there, because it's a popular Polish name.
Yeah, I can see that.
Stan Kowalski, Stan Pederowski, God. Not to mention Stan the Man Musial,
who was Polish. Not to mention him.
Hall of Fame baseball player and great guy. General, great guy. But you don't meet too many Stans.
No, I could see that. Not anymore.
It is 4:47, and we have T.S. online.
Hey, Greg.
Hello.
I called today, and I was bad and hung up because what I was going to ask you about was the tickled pink thing, and then the guests that came in and talked about it were on while I was on hold, so I was rude and hung up. My question quickly is, can people go to the News 93.1 website and get discount tickets?
I don't believe so, but you can go to, let me just bring them up quickly, waka.com. I'm sure there's a link there.
Wacka, wacka, wacka.
See, Court Blocks, where is the tickled pink? I will find it and announce it on the air, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great, because I want to let my small group, walking group, know about it in advance, so maybe they can get some discounts. And I can, too, on, you know, a little bit of a discount on the ticket.
They have, and it's a wonderful event. Rich and I were there a couple of, well, it was actually, I think, just before the pandemic. And we really had a good time.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. And we quit walking at, like, 9:30-ish in Prattville, so it'd be perfect since it's 9 to 3. I just wanted to let them know today, like this evening or something. But,
I think if you go to cancerwellness.org, CancerWellnessFoundation.org. You should be able to get them there, too.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Sure. And that's a great organization that we have helped on numerous occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing today?
How are you? Enough about me.
Did you happen to catch the end of Biden's speech to the UN?
Where he was wandering around?
Yes, exactly. You know,
how embarrassing.
It was. You know, anybody could tell that the man has dementia or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You could go to the cemetery right now and dig up Helen Keller. And even her, in her present state of decomposition, could see that this man is totally incompetent.
Yes.
It's a sad day for us all. But I was just wondering.
And they let him out to speak in public.
They have to pull everything back.
And then spend the next 3 days rescinding everything he says.
Exactly.
Pandemic's over. I think he was telling the truth. But no, that's not working politically for them. So no, we got to get the pandemic going.
They can't dare give up the power this emergency thing gives them.
But yeah, I saw that. He's just wandering. He's like that, like pinball.
And he sounded extremely feeble.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And somebody, I think it was the president of South Korea or the UN rep from South Korea, went on a tirade after his speech.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
Well, the only thing we can do is pray that things get better. But
yes.
I just wonder if you saw that. I wanted to hear your comments.
So, I
appreciate your time, though.
Thank you. He reminded me of Pac-Man. He was going this direction, then this direction, and collecting points. But nobody made contact with nobody.
Nope.
He's just bing, bing,
they,
bing.
They don't have to get more handlers to keep him more controlled or something.
Honest to God, it's...
it's bad. It's worse.
Interesting theory that you were discussing when we were outside observing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
On the theory that they may come after Donald Trump on the vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious if you look at the adverse website, all the reactions, what it's doing to people, the people that are, it's killing. It's terrible. And I'm thinking what they're going to do is turn this whole thing around and blame it on Trump because of his, the way that he's, what did he call
it? Fast-tracked
it. Yeah, fast-tracking the vaccine. I think that's what they're going to use to indict him with.
Because
just like what they would do.
And you know what News Today supports that is that suddenly Fauci is out there admitting they did so many things wrong.
Yep, and what Fauci's going to say next is, well, we were forced to come up with this as quickly as possible by our president.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's going to say. He's going to blame it on Trump speeding it up.
And he is such a principled physician that he went right along with it, right?
Exactly.
And he's innocent.
I don't believe that. I believe they had that shot ready.
Oh, they did.
They just acted like they took that time to put it together.
Oh, I agree. But they're not. But that's not, you know, we both know that they did it on purpose to hurt and injure people, Americans, and they're going to blame Trump for it. But, yeah, of course they're going to lie about it. That's what they do. They worship the father of all lies.
By the way, the Montgomery Zoo announced the passing of Sneeka, the oldest chimpanzee at the zoo.
The little fecal-throwing chimpanzee?
Let's see. The average lifespan of a chimpanzee, as Curly used to call them, the Three Stooges, roughly 33 years and up to 40 in captivity. That's pretty impressive.
I didn't know they lived that long.
I did not either.
Chimpanzees. You know, if what Darwin said was right, how come we still have monkeys? Why weren't they all turned into humans?
We'll discuss that at 272-9228 with your theory, because I'm no expert in that field, my friend.
If we evolved, why did they stop evolving? I don't get it.
That's a good question. That's
some people
really
didn't.
Yeah. I've noticed that too. Some people just did not.
Sorry, it's just the way I think.
Somebody else we would like to thank today who joined us at Baumhauer's last night, Morris Capuano.
Yeah.
Love Morris. He shares his expertise so openly and willing. Look, we were talking about a couple of great properties that Eddie Bader has at eXp Realty. Somebody come buy those. And yeah, they are the mortgage interest rates up right now? Yeah. Thankfully, they are tax deductible. So there's a benefit to that. But you want to act quickly if you're interested. See, as Eddie will be the first to tell you, there are segments of the real estate market that remain red hot. You need to walk in if you're interested in buying a new place like the one in Deedsville, which is amazing, or that beautiful property in Grady, or anything in between. You got to have the full weight of a pre-approval, and Morris can make that happen for you. Call him at 409-9300. He lives to do this. It's helping people. It's helping not just acquire the pre-approval so they can have the American dream in hand, but he looks out for them and helps them navigate the process. Because that's what it is. It is a process. From the moment you get approved to the closing and everything else, and there's things that people can get nervous about. But when you're with somebody as experienced as Morris Capuano, I got news for you. You are not going to be nervous at all. Because this man has done it.
Well, the thing I like about him, Greg, is if you ask him a question, he doesn't have to say, well, let me go see what programs are available. He starts spouting them off. Hey, he knows what they are.
Yes.
He impressed me with Jason at Baumhauer's that night. It's amazing.
He also, by the way, you know, his expertise comes in so handy in so many other ways. He's been through these cycles before.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new to him, and that's an important thing, too, because it helps reassure the potential homeowner that, you know, this is a situation, but we'll get through it. We've done it before. We'll do it again. That's exactly what you need when you are getting ready to enjoy homeownership.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Morris Capuano, reach out at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank has numerous programs available that you may qualify for. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697.
Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Traffic is moving smoothly all over the area right now. We do have a couple of very busy spots. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to I-85 and on over to Vaughan. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, a little bit congested there, as well as Norman Bridge Road outbound to East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85 flowing nicely through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Keep it here for updates. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Terry Adams, our sidekick this afternoon, hosts a show called Clearing the Air, Saturday nights from 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to give us a preview of what's
coming
up this weekend?
Sure, if the world's still here. We're going to get into Biden's transhumanism EO and what transhumanism is and the evidence that I personally have collected. That's going on with me and the other, quote, Morgellons victims that I believe is transhumanism, nanotechnology and that kind of stuff. We're going to get into that, Greg, Saturday night. That's my goal anyway, provided everything's still here and you know, the world hadn't ended. It wouldn't have, but, you know.
No, I look.
Who knows?
Every day it gets crazier.
It does, but we're not, like Miss Rosie said Tuesday, we're not there yet.
No.
We're getting there, but we ain't there yet.
Yeah, it does seem like we're getting closer.
I know. We are. Every day we're getting closer, I promise you.
All right, among other things I promised to do was that Josh Hawley clip. I haven't done that yet. Oh, I got an email from Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Ooh, you were something in Florida, weren't you?
Oh, brother. No, I just got a very funny email from Thino the Greek God that appears to be something I cannot share openly on the air. But it's great to have a friend with a great sense of humor. See that? A Florida teacher.
Critiquing your teacher's skill.
Oh, by the way, somebody sent me a meme with that murderer in North Dakota. Trespass in the Capitol and spend years in jail without due process. Murder a teenage Republican and be out in bail in time for dinner.
Oh, so true.
This just cannot continue. No. This is where everything is going to blow
Justice
up.
Justice is just us, Greg.
And I am posting that meme. And I hope it pisses a few people off. Wake up, everybody. It's that time. SRN News is coming up. Brad McDonald will explain another weird day in the market later.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it.